Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, back to wrap things up for a Monday. Great show. If you missed any of the show, just go to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page where it says podcast. And all of them that we had on this evening, plus any of the weeks past, are all up. And certainly you can listen to anything that you'd like. As we said, a lot of spring football going on, a lot of season-ending games, a lot of decisions to be made. As we talked to Gabby Urrutia from 24/7 Sports, she said the same thing about the Hurricanes. Florida State University coming off an undefeated season under Coach Mike Norvell. Just another solid spring, new faces, but at the same time, the objective is to be in that playoff come the end of the season. Nick Carlisle covers the Florida State Seminoles for the Rivals Network, and he's kind enough to join us. Nick, thanks so much for taking the time.
Larry, thank you so much. It's truly an honor. Can't wait to talk some ball with you.
Yep. Had a good time yesterday watching a lot of great talent. Potentially a few kids may end up at Florida State. But you take a look now what this spring has meant to them, trying to break in a new quarterback. Obviously one of their top quarterbacks in recent memory moved on. Their offensive line pretty much came back intact. What was the objective this spring, you think, for this program, other than the obvious to add depth?
Well, I think the idea really is to just retool and reload. That's the boring answer, but that's the answer that I think Mike Norvell and the staff will go to. They've obviously had some success in the portal over the last couple of years. That much is well known. But really, I think it's to continue to get faster and stronger. I hate to pull from the cheat sheet, but when Mike Norvell says he wants his team to be faster and stronger and that this is the fastest and strongest that this team has been, or rather the fastest team that he has had since he's been here, you know, that's generally speaking pretty true. So now it's all about really kind of working in not only last year's recruiting class, but this year's recruiting class, getting some better depth pieces and just retooling and reloading an offense and defense that had a lot of senior production. So I guess in terms of just adding depth pieces, as you mentioned, it's really also about kind of leading the younger guys on to really try to make a bigger impact this year.
Yeah, no doubt. Lost two major receivers, both going to go to the NFL. What do we look as replacements? Have they found somebody? I know that the Kentron Poitier kid, and Hakeem Williams, both of them from South Florida kids, were on their radar, and they talked a lot about them along with Malik Benson. Who comes in and takes over?
Well, I think Hakeem Williams is a good shout there. You take a look at him physically, and he doesn't even look like the same receiver, Larry, that he did last year. He put on a lot of muscle, and he looks, you know, fantastic. As you mentioned, Malik Benson coming in transferring from Alabama, and Jaylen Brown coming in transferring from LSU. I know that was a kid that LSU really wasn't happy that they lost, so he really brings in some over-the-top speed. It's going to be a different receiver room than the one that you had last year. Obviously, Keon Coleman at 6'4" and Johnny Wilson at 6'7". Those are big, big dudes. This year is looking to be, of course, you're going to have, as we said, Hakeem Williams, who does have that height to him, but you're going to have a lot of over-the-top speed with guys like Jaylen Brown. And, you know, Poitier has had a good spring so far. He could definitely step into that role as well. But somebody that I think that's also had an underrated spring so far is Deuce Spann, who has kind of been in the back of the depth chart a little bit, but, you know, he's caught some good balls. And in comparison, you know, he used to be a quarterback before transfer or changing positions rather to wide receiver. So, you know, he's coming along. So Florida State definitely has some options here. It just may not look the same as it did last year when you have two gigantic wide receivers.
Yeah, no doubt. Nick Carlisle joins us, part of the Rivals Network, the Osceola, and certainly does a tremendous job. He's on top of the recruiting as well as obviously the football. Defensively, Patrick Payton threatened to leave early on, and now he's back. Joshua Farmer, who I love a lot, and Daryl Jackson, a kid that has bounced around from the North Florida area right outside of there, but he came down here for a minute. Up front, they look good because obviously linebacker-wise, you lost and the kid Bethune, a sure tackler, but you bring back DJ Lundy. Obviously, they lose a couple of kids. Talk about the linebacking core because, you know, one of our guys from South Florida, Omar Graham, came there 2 years ago and has kind of got bigger and stronger and figures to be in the mix for depth. Are they satisfied with what they see at the linebacker spot?
I don't know if necessarily I would say the word satisfied. I think they are very optimistic about what they have seen so far from some of their younger linebackers. I know defensive coordinator Adam Fuller was absolutely raving about Blake Nicholson, who came out of California in last year's recruiting class, and he seems to be making some more strides at the linebacker position. Obviously, you bring in Sean Murphy from a transfer position and from a transfer standpoint. And look, there is no hiding the skeleton in the closet here. Getting DJ Lundy back was pretty huge for this program, especially when you look at what the depth was going to look like without him. So I think if the right guy, and the key word there is the right guy, shows up in the portal from Mike Norvell and the staff, they'll definitely take a swing at adding some linebackers in the portal. Obviously, you mentioned Omar Graham. You know, he's fighting for reps. So there's definite competition there at the linebacker core, with a lot of younger faces, a lot of second-year guys, and some freshmen, too, that can maybe make some noise. I think Jaden Parrish is a guy that, you know, maybe didn't get the recognition that he deserved coming out of high school, but he is an absolute thumper, and he can make some noise, too.
So
there are options there. There's some options there, Larry. I think, you know, there is certainly still – I think I would describe it still as a position of need, but it's all about fit at Florida State. If you ever listen to how Mike Norvell and his coaching staff – kind of evaluates the transfers, it's got to be the right player for Florida State, and that player has to be right for Florida State.
No doubt. Spring game coming up this week. They just look to kind of see what they have. Some of the new faces obviously going to get a, you know, get some looks. Certainly you'll be covering it all and letting everybody know. If they want to follow you, and obviously a lot of people do, we have a lot of Florida State fans that listen to us, give them a way to do it on your website and also your social media.
Yeah, absolutely, Larry. So you can follow me on Twitter, or I guess X now, at @NCarlisleRivals. And as you say, I write for the Osceola, which is the Rivals affiliate for Florida State. You can find us there at floridastate.rivals.com, or you can search the Osceola.com. And you'll find us there, obviously, podcast stories, recruiting, all that jazz that you would expect. Come give us a try, and hopefully we'll have you satisfied.
Good stuff. Nick, I can't thank you enough. We'll do this again. Obviously, a pleasure meeting you yesterday out at the Rivals event, and a lot of kids, obviously, as you know, when your phone goes out four or five times, Yeah, you know there's a lot of action. Again, thanks so much. We'll hook up again and have a great rest of the spring.
Absolutely, Larry. You too. Looking forward to it.
Good stuff. Nick Carlisle, who ends what we thought was a tremendous show, 2 hours. If you missed it, WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page where it says podcast, and Danny's got it all ready for you. Thanks, Danny Garcia. We will see you next week.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.